You mentioned earlier always having to be with your sister, always mm-hmm. having to be company. Now, when you were so much younger, say before you moved to Boyle Heights, how about during the daytime game and play activity with other children? Would your sister and you still do that together?
Yes. Rosie and I would go to school, walk to school together. Not unless, I guess, in school if the classes were separate. But we'd go and come together, and we were always together. In fact, now she'll even call me. It's pretty hard to get a hold of her because she's one of these career girls that's always on the go. She doesn't make money on it, but she's always on the go. And she'll be the one to call me periodically.
Now, how much older than you was she?
Just about 2 years. Oh. She's just about 2 years older.
And then how did the family happen to move out of there and over to Boyle Heights?
I think they bought the land, and he built the house, and he finished. When we moved in, he kept on building and adding to it. In fact, that house is still standing today.
But it was an empty lot that he built
mm-hmm.
to begin with?
Yes, 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 yes.
Did he do the work himself?
Right. I guess he got help from, you know, but mm-hmm. it was a known fact that Dad built this house.
And that house, you say, was on Marengo?
On Marengo.
So
right,
was right in Boyle Heights.
Right in Boyle Heights. And it was primarily a Jewish neighborhood mm-hmm. when we moved in. I think there was just three Mexican families right in that area.
How did you feel about making the move and leaving your friends?
I don't think it bothered me. I don't think it bothered me at all. I say, we were so active, and it wasn't so that we were always confined at home. We were exposed to so many things. I don't think it really bothered us.
What did your mother do about the working at the clinic?
She quit then.
Then
she didn't work anymore that I know of. I don't recall my mother ever working again.
Tell me more about the house in Boyle Heights. Do you recall what that was like?
Oh, yes. It was two-story, and the top had a porch all the front of it. And when my sisters were going up and they'd have parties, they would dance on that porch. And that overlooked way up to the Ascot Speedway. You could see the races from that porch. And then downstairs, he had at the beginning, it was just a work room where he had all his tools, all these things. And later on, he built two more bedrooms down there. And we had a porch going all the steps, going all the way down, because this was in a hill, up on a hill. And he planted all the way down there. We had peach trees. We had, you name it. We had his garage was way in the bottom, and he built a pit on his garage where he'd drive the car over, and he could work right underneath it. And when I go by that house, I've told my sons, look, grandfather built that house.
And when you moved over there, you still shared a room with your sister?
With Rosie, yes, yes.
And do you remember how the other children were set up in terms of rooms?
Well, I know that the two older girls were always together. I guess the boys, it was such a large place. It wasn't a small mm-hmm. house. And he kept adding to it and building here and building there. That I think there was always adequate room. I think that was the idea. We were the last house on the lot, on the block, mm-hmm. I should say. And there was plenty of place to expand. So I think that was the idea of the move. To have room to expand his family mm-hmm. and live there. And he put us in, we went to public school till we were, I think I was, if my brother Leo was 5 years old, he started private school with the girls, with Rosie and I, not Grace, but Rose and I. So I imagine I was, if Leo was roughly 2, 4, 6, 7 years younger, give or take a few, than me. So I was about, 12 years old.
See? Oh, well, what was it like before you started private school, changing schools? What school did you go to then when you moved over to
the local school? It was, first we went to Murchison. Then they built this Harrison Street School, which was just about 3-4 blocks from our house. Mm-hmm. Only thing that there was no houses to go there, and we had to cross quite a long ways mm-hmm. of empty land. Mm-hmm. And we went to Harrison Street School till we got into the private school.
Now, who were your friends in that neighborhood and at that school before you went to private school?
Well, my cousins lived across the street, and three blocks down, more cousins. And then all the neighborhood kids, there was no distinction.
Mm-hmm.
The Jewish kids would come over the house, we'd go over their house, and we'd go, and it was really, really nothing.
Well, when you say there were only three Mexican families in the neighborhood, were the three all related then?
No.
But
just the cousins that lived across the street, the ones next door, the Calderons, they weren't related mm-hmm. to us. And they had a huge family. There were about 13, 14 kids in that family. And they were the closest. In fact, we were friendly till the one that was closest my age, Sarah, that passed away. We were still friendly. Both our kids went to school here at St. Alphonse and went through quite a few grades together.
Now, what about in terms of the grammar schools before you went to private school? Were they, was it largely Jewish children then?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, that was all that area. That's all it mm-hmm. really, really was. It was considered a very healthful area. The hills and all that clean air, and you could plant and you could grow. So primarily that's what people always mm-hmm. had the idea that that was a very healthy area to live. And I think that's what called all these people over there.
Mm-hmm.
But it was nice. It was nice. We were raised in the hills, but it was nice.
To what extent did you feel that you were different than the other children with there being so few Spanish-speaking and Mexican-speaking
I don't
families?
Think it was so much of a distinction in those years mm-hmm. there. I think we were accepted because we came with the idea, I guess, of being accepted or of assuming the same likes and dislikes.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't think anything of eating sour cream and eating fish and eating the same as eating beans or eating tortillas or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
We assume, blended in, shall I say, mm-hmm. with it. We didn't try to keep over here with our own ideas. We shared, and they shared with us.
So you would go to each other's houses?
Oh, yes.
Together?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes, I had a very close friend, Ruth Silverstein, that was, really nice friend, and she used to come over. She lived on Evergreen, and she'd always walk over, holler at me from way down the bottom, and I'd say, Rosie, hurry up, Ruth is here. And here Rose to this day has, we call her the piddler. She'd exasperate me because she would be piddling. She had to make her bed or she had to do something, and she was to the last minute. I wanted to go.
So even when you were going, say, with another girlfriend,
I had to wait.
Still had to be accompanied by your sister.
Yes, and we had to come home from school together. That was very important.
Hmm.
If anything happened to one, the other one would report it. So it was very important that one would take care of the other. There was no one goes her merry way by herself. Something happens. So I think
you basically, as a result, had the same friends too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Okay.
Did your activities change at all, again, before you went to private school, in the neighborhood schools, compared to the sorts of things that you were doing over on Ann Street?
Well, I guess in a way, because we started going more to religious things. My dad would drive us to church on Sunday, and maybe there was clubs we joined in the thing. So in a way, yes, I'd say so. But we still kept the friendship of the kids as far as neighborhood kids playing. Or the big deal in those years was the sleds, to slide down the hills there. The kids would still come over. And how we were the last house on the block, all that side of the hill would call all the kids there. So we'd be up there in the hill and tear our dresses or whatever.
How did your mother and father react to that kind of physical activity and tearing your dress?
Of course, we'd get balled out, you know, but I guess they realized that we had to have some to express ourselves mm-hmm. to get out there. She couldn't have us sitting down there all the time. And like I say, my dad was very active. I guess he, in a way, approved of it, but she didn't like the fact that we'd tear our clothes.
You said she sewed too. Did she sew the clothes, the children's clothes?
She did a lot of it. She did a lot, and she taught us. We were taught to always from the beginning. I think as far back as I can remember, I've known how to sew.
Mm.
And my sisters, though I'm the one that likes it, I sew because I like it. They sew because they have to.
Mm.
To this day, they always, they'll try to shove it off on me. I tell them, you know how to do it. You go ahead and do it. But it wasn't a matter of whether we liked to do it or not. We were supposed to do it.
So what when you were that age, say 10 or so, what were your ideas about what you would do when you grew up? Do you remember? Did you have any?
I don't think I had any fixed ideas. I recall wanting to be a nun, but I recall the priest telling me that I was too young to make those ideas. So maybe it was just the idea that I admired the teachers and their way of teaching us, because they were very, how should I say, dedicated to their work. They were strict. They were dedicated to teaching us correctly. And I think it was more admiration for them.
Do you remember any particular
teacher? Yes, Sister Joseph was my favorite teacher. And she was actually a friend of my oldest sister that had become a nun.
Oh.
And I just, from the beginning, we liked each other very much. She was very strict with me. She never pampered me or anything like that. But I just liked her. I just liked her all the time, and I looked yesterday. I know I had a picture of her with me, but I couldn't find it. I got so many.
How did you happen to start going to private school?
To start, well, when we moved in that area, we wanted to go to St. Mary's, but to get into St. Mary's, it was very, very difficult. They had a quota only. It was very hard. The Calderons all went to St. Mary's. Then we were going to church there, St. Teresa's, and then my dad started taking us to Placid Church, driving us every Sunday morning over there, and helping in the church and all that. And he got into good graces, shall I say that way, and he got us into their school, which was Our Lady Queen of Angels.
Oh, so that was quite a distance from your home, wasn't it?
Yes. That's why I say we couldn't go to that school till we were trusted to go on our own in the streetcar, because it was a long walk. It was a good 5 blocks to the streetcar and down to get the red streetcar, and we'd get off on Enchandia, and that was another 5 to 6, 7 blocks to go walk to school. So it was Rosie and I and Leo. I don't know why Joe and Eddie weren't put into that school, but Leo was always considered the smartest, I think. And that might have been the reason that they put him in private school.
And so this was seen, in other words, as being a better school than the
yes,
public school.
Yes, yes, yes. They, to their understanding, they felt it was a better school.
How did you feel about leaving the neighborhood and your friends and going to school?
Didn't bother me, because I'd come home. I knew that the school was school. And when I'd come home, I'd have do my housework and then have my fun, see my friends, you know, play with them or whatever.
So your friends were still neighborhood
friends? Yes, yes, because we lived so far away from the school. Though I met my girlfriend, Molly, there at school, we didn't see each other after school, only in church or in school.
Tell me more about the role of religion and church during your childhood years.
Well, my folks were always very religious. They insisted on us following all the rules and all the things of the church and all the rituals and going to church and whatever it was. They were, both parents were very religious. And that was the funniest part, that they followed an Italian custom. My mother's stepfather was Italian. And when my dad was very sick at one time, and she made a promise. Are you, do you know about the Catholic religion?
A little bit.
Well, she made a promise saying that if her husband would be saved the rest of her life, she would put the altar. You've heard of the altar that the Italian people do with all the food and all that. And he got well. as a result of that, to this day, we do it.
In where? In the church?
No, in our own house.
In your home.
We take turns, the three sisters. But my mother did it all her life till she passed on.
Mm-hmm.
She put the altar. Only her way was putting the altar in this room and in another room have the food.
Oh.
All the food that you wanted, and everybody came over, prayed, and they knew that there was food. That's the Italian costume,
and
really.
How often, what, would this be once
this
a year?
This is once a year, uh-huh, on March the 19th.
And why that particular date?
That's the day of the Holy Family.
I see.
You know, we have holy days, and that's the day of the Holy Family, mm-hmm, St. Joseph's Day. He's supposedly the father of the child Jesus, you know, and all that. So to this day, we take turns, the three girls.
Oh.
We still do it.
So that was, it sounds like a very important element in your life as a child.
Very, very, it was very, very important, mm-hmm, to us.
When you were in public school, did you go to catechism and those, mm-hmm, things?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. And we made our first communion and everything. We had to walk. St. Teresa's was quite a long ways. There was a big orchard of the grapes there, a great big thing. But there was a pathway that we went all the way across there. Till we start going to class, and then he would drive us down.
Mm.
But when we went to that, I remember walking to that church.
So your first communion was at St. Teresa's?
St. Teresa's, uh-huh, yes.
What, were there youth groups in the churches that, mm-hmm, you were involved in?
Oh, that? Yes, oh, yes. Plaza had a group called the Children of Mary. It was very, very strict, very difficult to get in. You started out with a pink ribbon for the medal, and you graduated pink, green, white, and then blue. When you got the blue one, you were Miss Goody Two Shoes, nothing else. You better not stray from what you were. But it was a very big honor to be accepted into the getting that blue medal.
What sort of activities would the group?
Oh, they would teach other kids catechism. They would help in the church, mm-hmm, in the bazaars. If there was parades, you know, in the church, they would help there. There's always something to do. There's so much to do in there.
It was all church-related, though.
Right,
in other
words. Right,
were there
right.
any kinds of youth groups that were more social? Or?
Yes, there was the... what the heck was this name? JCFM, Juventud Latina, I don't remember the correct name, but anyway, that still exists. The other one has died off.
Mm-hmm.
It was too strict, actually. But this other still exists, and they were more social-minded.
Mm-hmm.
They had gatherings, and they had bingo-like party deals, mm-hmm, going on and all that. And my older sister belonged to it, but that was for the older crowd, not for us.
What was the composition of the church and of the school? Was it primarily Mexican, or was it also Italian?
There was a lot of Italian, mm-hmm, there, because at Castellar, that was all Italian, strictly Yale Street, all in there. So it was a mixture.
Mm-hmm.
It was a mixture. Till St. Peter's, I think, was built. Then the Italians start going to St. Peter's. I think that's the name of it. It's on North Broadway over,
mm-hmm,
this way.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where they have a festival there.
Right? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
What was your school curriculum like there?
In what respect?
Huh? In terms of how your school day would be, in terms of the kinds of subjects you had, and how much religious instruction there was in the course of the day, too.
Well, there was one class of religion. Well, we had the regular history, Spanish,
mm-hmm,
and I mean, we had Latin. We were taught Latin, too,
mm-hmm,
in those years. So that was a second language, not Spanish, but Latin. And we had a glee club. We had a basketball. I have pictures of a basketball,
mm-hmm,
games and basketball teams. So that was a normal,
mm-hmm,
school, really. They were strict. That was the only thing. We weren't allowed out of the school grounds. It was the boys over here and the girls over there. We weren't in the same playground and that sort of thing.
Mm.
But
Were you in the same classes together?
Yes, same mm-hmm. classes, yes. Mm-hmm. It was co-ed that way, but not in the not in the playground.
What, did you have any favorite subject?
Music. Music. I wasn't good at it, but I liked it because I liked to dance, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Was that all right, dancing?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. My dad liked to dance. He liked to dance. My mother never cared for it. She danced, but she didn't care for it. She wasn't much of a party girl either, mm-hmm. but my dad liked it. So mm-hmm. she went along with it because he'd get a guitar strummer, he'd get a harmonica, and he'd put a tune on. He was very musically inclined.
Yeah. Would the family have musical evenings together?
No. He just had it. We'd, like I say, at night in the campfire, mm-hmm. sit around and sing and play and do stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But as I say, we were one night, we didn't know. It wasn't nothing like that.
You said that you admired your sister's friend who was the nun.
Mm-hmm.
Do you recall what it was about her that you admired and why you felt you wanted to be a nun then?
Why did I like her? I just liked her. I can't say that I remember something in particular. No, I can't honestly remember.
When you
remember.
Thought about wanting to be a nun when you were a child, what was it that you thought you would do as a nun?
I think I kind of liked the idea of I saw my family life so sheltered and so together, I figured there I would go into the same role, you know. And maybe that was it. I certainly didn't follow it through
mm-hmm.
because I didn't go for it after all.
But you say that, did you see that you might be a teacher as a nun, or it was just an abstract idea of wanting to be a nun?
To live in that sheltered neighborhood.
The convent
and everything was so sheltered. Uh-huh. They seemed so happy and so serene. I think that's what used to draw me to it.
Mm.
But I didn't. I didn't follow it through. I didn't want to go to a convent. Would have been the happiest thing for my mom that one of her children would have been a priest or a nun. Yet none of us did.
Was the priest Mexican or Spanish descent, or was he Italian?
I don't remember. I don't remember what they were. I know they'd speak Spanish,
mm-hmm.
but I don't really remember what they were.
So you were still, you went from, let's see, if you were 11 or 12, you really started while you were still in grade school at the private school.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And then you went on into high school there?
Yes. Not into high school because they only had school to the ninth grade.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went to public high school.
Oh.
I went to Roosevelt for about half a term. Then I went to Fairfax High, and I graduated from Fairfax High.
What made you transfer out of there into public high school?
They only went till the ninth grade, and I guess my parents couldn't afford to send me to a Catholic high school.
Mm-hmm.
I never questioned it. But it was so expensive in those years.
I wondered about that, how they
and
paying for three children
yes,
in private school.
Yes, it was a struggle. But I think I never was told we can't afford to send you. But it was very expensive to go to a Catholic high school.
How did you feel about them going into a public high school?
I felt very smart. I went from the ninth grade to the 11th grade. I thought I was everything then. It was hard for me because they were older girls, older boys, more liberated, especially at Fairfax High. We moved to third in Fairfax, and that's how come I went to that school.
I see. But you started at Roosevelt.
Yeah.
And were you immediately at Roosevelt put 2 years ahead? Or at Roosevelt did you end up?
I hardly went there. I went about 6 months only.
Oh.
We lived with my grandma while my dad was buying this, when he sold this other property. My grandma had a big house, and we moved in with her. And we stayed with her till he bought this place. The negotiations went through and everything.
Why did he decide to sell this house after he built it?
I think he wanted to move us to a different environment, different place, expose us to something else. He always talked of that. He wanted all his children to be exposed to all faces of living and stuff like that. I imagine that was his idea. He probably thought that there was more out there than just this small little place that we were living in.
Well, was the neighborhood changing over these years?
I imagine so.
You don't recall any...
No, I don't remember noticing it, you know. I imagine maybe it was. Maybe that was his reason. But we made that big change. We lived with Grandma for a while, and in the meantime, he probably found this house.
Now, the whole family lived with your grandmother?
Yes. She had a large house. It was just her and my aunt alone.
Oh, I see. And this was in Boyle House?
Mm-hmm.
And this is your father's?
No, my mother's mother. My mother's mother. I never knew my dad's mother. My dad's mother and father passed on before I even grew up.
Oh, but your mother's family had moved to Los Angeles,
too. Mm-hmm. And my aunt, that's the last one that's left, Aunt Jenny. She had this house, and to this day, we talk about how we were crowded in that place, and we were anxious to get, they were just as anxious for us to leave as we were anxious to leave. But I guess Dad was looking or had ideas of where, and he bought this, was all thorny effects. Fairfax, it was an empty, huge lot for the town and country.
The farmer's market area.
Mm-hmm. Well, we owned all that there, all that land there. And there was just one house near the corner. And that's when I start going to Fairfax High. And it was so funny. I went to Fairfax High and my brother Joe went to Hollywood High. We didn't want to be in the same school.
How old were you when you moved over to there?
About 15.